for what? For gold.
Amen.
For silver.
Amen.
For cattle.
Amen.
For property.
Amen.
For business.
Amen.
You got it on you right now. You see, the tendency that we have is to look to people. People are not your source. He said, come out from among them. Stop depending on people. Stop depending on that salary. Start depending on God, and he'll meet every need you got. Because if you in Christ, you've been blessed. But you got to receive it by faith. All right, I'm looking here and reading here in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, let's look at that. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. Redeemed who? Us. Who is us?
Me.
Me. All right. So what had happened here is that Adam, of course, was the one who sinned. And because he sinned, then death passed to all men, meaning that the curse passed to all humanity, meaning that the curse was loose in the earth. And now what happened is God sent one called a redeemer. And his name was Jesus. And he redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now, we've come some distance, and I've shared with you where Jesus in Deuteronomy chapter 21, it talks about when one has sinned and the sin is worthy of death, that they're hung on a tree. You can't let them stay up there all night. You have to take them down. And we talked about the curses that come inside of that particular person, and that Jesus was put on the cross. And remember what they wrote over him, King of the Jews, and that this was an idea that all the curses would come into him. Then they took him down before all night, and of course, he didn't get killed. He gave up the ghost. So we showed you where we're going to be talking about three areas where the curse came into the earth: poverty, sickness, and death. Right now, we're in this area called redeemed from poverty. Poverty. So after that, we'll go into sickness, and then we're going to show you how you're redeemed from death. Now, it says in Galatians chapter 3, Christ has redeemed us. Now, we said you can put your name in there from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But really what had happened is that Jesus himself became a curse for us. If we read on down, we said that in verse 15, brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to that seed, thy seed, which is who? Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul or abolish or make void, that it should make the promise of none effect. Now, then he goes on down and said, well, wherefore added the law? It was added because of transgressions. Now, so we said that basically the law came in after the covenant. So God made a covenant with a man named Abraham. Now, when God called, well, let me just go through this. God made a covenant with a man named Abram, and he brought him out of a place called Ur of the Chaldees. Now, that was a place where they were making idols and worshiping idols, so forth and so on. So God called a man out of there. Now, understand, up until that time, they had many gods. But now, God is calling a man out to serve one God. So now, this was unheard of during that time, because they had many gods. I mean, if you go into nations like India and stuff like that, and the Hindu religion, and all those gods that they had. They have a God of everything, all kinds of kind of gods. So then now God is calling himself the God of Abraham. Now he's in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but it's still one God. Are you with me? So this, I want you to see this because this was different. I mean, this he's calling a man to serve one God. Not only one God, but serve a God he can't see.
Yes, sir.
Serve a God he can't see. And that to have him recognize that this one God that he can't see is all powerful. Okay? Now, he's the Most High God, the El Elohim. Now, so now Abram followed him, and then, of course, they ratified the covenant on God's side in Genesis chapter 15, where they cut a ram and laid it on both sides and then cut a pigeon, so forth, like, oh, whatever they did, and the blood there. And then while Abram was in a sleep, God walked through the blood and so forth, because it was a blood covenant. But that was on God's side. So in Genesis chapter 17, they ratified it on Abram's side, where they circumcised him. So each one of these was a token or a sign of the covenant. So God made that covenant with Abraham, and it was an everlasting covenant. And that covenant was made not only for Abraham, but to his seed. Not only was it made for Abraham, but it was made to his seed. So technically, when the covenant was made, Christ was there. Because in God, there is no time. All right. So he was that. So it was made to Abraham and his seed. Now, here's what the scripture says. Look at verse 28, please. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither black nor white. There is neither male nor female. For we are all one where? In Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then are you whose seed? Abraham's seed. And what? Heirs according to the promise. The promise that God made Abraham, you get the same promise. If you're in Christ. How many of you are in Christ? All right, so you get the same promise. Now, what you need to do is find out what God promised Abraham. And what we found out is that God did not promise Abraham spiritual blessing, because in Abraham's time, the spiritual blessings he couldn't receive because he was not born again. So the blessing of Abraham is a material blessing. Glory to God. So now when we get the spiritual blessings, we get them when Christ came. Christ makes it so we get the spiritual blessing. That was the new covenant that was cut. And then the Old Testament, it was a blessing of Abraham. Now, the law, why was it added? Because of transgressions. What are transgressions? Sins, okay? People missing God. So they got so sinful, so God added a law. But it says that if the covenant was made, the law can't disannul that. Meaning that the covenant of Abraham was made 430 years before Moses brought the law in. So now when the law was added, it was added because of transgressions until the seed should come. Well, who was the seed? Christ. So then the law was in place until Jesus came. But once Jesus came, the law said, "Oop, my time is up." And the law walked off. So then we find out in Timothy that the law is not made for a righteous man. Glory to God. It is a tutor for us to Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So God wants you to be led by the Spirit of God. For these are the sons of God. Say, sons of God. We're not taking anything away from women. It means mature offspring. Amen. So now what we're doing here is we're tracing through the blessing of Abraham. We look at we've been redeemed from. So we've been redeemed from something. We've been redeemed from poverty. We've been redeemed from sickness. We've been redeemed from death. We said we found over in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 that Jesus Christ, who was rich, became poor that we through his poverty might be what? Might be rich. Praise God. Because he became poor on the cross so that we could be made what?
Rich.
Don't be ashamed to say it.
Rich.
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 All right. Now we begin to get a picture of why God wants to make us rich. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 12 and we'll see that. Genesis chapter 12, please.
Hallelujah.
All right, look what it says, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, said, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. And I'll make of thee a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you, and thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All right. Verse 1, God is saying, I want you to come out from your dependence on this world system and its economy and its way of doing things. Come on out of there. That's Abram's part. And I will make of thee a great nation. Whose part is that? God's part. And I will bless you. Whose part is that? God's part. And make your name great. Whose part is that? And thou shalt be a blessing. Whose part is that? Nope. It's my part. My part is two parts. Come off the system and be a blessing. Abram has the other part. God has the other part. He's going to make my name great. He's going to bless me. And he's fulfilled that. I did exactly what he said. I came out of the system that I was in. Well, no, it doesn't mean necessarily you run out and quit your job. It says come off in dependence on that economic system. So God called me to the ministry, of course, but he called me here to Chicago, and he called me at a time that I didn't have much. We had spent all our money and everything, and like we said, we came here about $200, no place of our own to stay, and dear sister opened up a home. We stayed with her for about 8 months, so I got the ministry started, so forth and so on. Now, I'm just like, man. But then I began to track the blessing of Abraham. And you can just track it, see? And it tracks right on through. And it's a blessing that had what God put on Abraham that will empower Abraham to get wealth. So now, as he did that, look at verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Say Lot, somebody. Lot turned out to be a problem. Because many of us are trying to take folk with us that are not really with us. Say amen to that. I won't say any more about that. But notice what it says in verse 9. And Abram journeyed going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down unto Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. The famine wasn't grievous down there in Egypt. The famine was grievous in that land God showed him. So God will show you a land that is in shortage, that is needy, that is hurting. Come on now. He's going to direct you to things that it seems like, wait a minute, is this the Lord? So I put some things down here. When I was studying this, and way back when, because I'm working my faith. When I was a manager, sales manager in computers, I was working my faith, brothers and sisters. I mean, it was a time of shortage. It was a time that the economy was down. And I mean, managers were going, having lunch, having a pity party every day. We at 12 o'clock, we time to have some pity. And we'd talk about how bad it is and how they're not treating us right. And the economy's down and they're requiring all of this of us and so forth. But God, out of that situation, one day got a hold of me and said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm talking about how bad it is. He said, wait a minute. He said, why don't you use your faith? Why don't you use what I've been teaching? So then I began to call things that be not as though they were. And one day my sister called me and I said, you call me back this afternoon. I have more than enough on the book. I'm telling you, in one day, by the end of that day, I started out not only with zero, I started out with a minus. And by the end of that day, I had so much business until my manager said, Bill, we can't put all this on the books. Let's save some of this for next month. I'm talking about for the whole office. Now I know you may not be able to understand it, but get the principle of this thing. This blessing is designed to go into places. that look bad, look beat out, look in shortage, look like they're suffering, look like there's nothing can be done for them, because you got the anointing to get wealth. Say amen to this. And folks, we need to stop depending on the system, because the system will make you go towards Egypt. Say amen to that. Now, Abram went down to Egypt, and he went down to Egypt, and this is what he told Pharaoh. He said, told his sister, told his wife, he said, now tell him you're my sister, because you know you look pretty good, girl. And tell him you're my sister, and don't tell him you're my wife, because they might want to kill me or something, get hold of you. So what happened? And she must have had to look good, because Pharaoh, you know, Pharaoh wasn't going to have nothing in the house that was marginal, you know. So what happened was, here he told that, so he didn't exactly follow God. But notice when he came out of there, look at chapter 13, verse 1, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, Lot with him, unto the south, and Abram was what? Very rich. The Amplified said extremely rich. But look what he was rich in. Cattle, come on, silver, and gold. The blessing of Abraham is on you to get gold. My Lord, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. So now look what happens. Verse 5, and Lot also with Abraham had flocks, herds, and tents. Now that's a whole nother story. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was what? Great, so that they could not dwell together, and there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram and the herdsmen of Lot. Now, we have seen movies, and we've seen Abraham out there keeping them little sheep, dust all in his face. Are you following what I'm saying? But that's not the picture I'm getting here. I'm getting here, I got enough for a whole county. Come on now, come on, saints. See, because you can't go any further than you can see. See, if the enemy can paint the wrong picture inside, you will end up receiving the wrong thing. So you got to know that this man was rich here. He's very rich, extremely rich. But notice that was a strife. So he said, Abram said, listen, Lot, whatever you want, you take it. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. Now, why could Abraham say that? Because he had the blessing on his life. Everywhere he went, he would prosper. Say amen to that. So Lot, look at verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered. Now, it looked good. Now, how many of you know everything that looked good is not good for you? Let me say that again. How many of y'all know everything that looked good is not good for you? And everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. So Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. Well, the problem was, is that that was Sodom and Gomorrah. That was the only place in the Bible that God rained down fire and brimstone and burned the whole place up. I'm saying of all the places for him to pick. Why? Because it looked good. And I'm saying in your life right now, no matter whether you're in business, whether in ministry, or whatever's happening in your life, you got to watch it. If you got the blessing of Abraham in your life, many times God will lead you to a place of severe shortage. And he'll lead you there because that is the mechanism that he needs for the blessing to manifest. Glory to God. Woo-wee! There's gold in the city, in the inner city. There is silver in the hood. Well, you better hear what I'm telling you. It might look like a ghetto, but there's gold in there. Woo-wee! So what did he do here? He sent me to Lake in Pulaski. Here I am, used to white shirts and dark pinstripe suits and so forth, and I'm stepping off in Lake in Pulaski. Man, I'm telling you, like a war zone. They got it probably better now, but whiskey bottles, we had to sweep up whiskey bottles before we could even go in the doorway. Say amen. I'm saying, let me tell you something. He sent us down there. But God, we sent down there and packed a house down there. Amen. And then God moved us out and moved us over into Forest Park and sent us here. And then while he sent us here, we were going and half the people didn't want to go. They wanted to say, no, we're not called to Forest Park. I said, call? You're going where I'm going, aren't you? No. Well, they stayed there, and I got to Forest Park. I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? I got the rent to pay and all these bills to pay, and all I got is these people right here. And God said something to me. He said, well, who you looking at? Hey. Praise God. Who you looking at? You see, the tendency that we have is to look to people. People are not your source. He said, come out from among them. Stop depending on people. Stop depending on that salary. Start depending on God, and he'll meet every need you got. Lord have mercy. So what happens now? Now, Lot, because of where he is and so forth, the enemy comes down, takes Sodom and Gomorrah, takes the kings, take the people, take the possessions, and take them off into captivity. Well, Abram heard about it. Look at verse 14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed and his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them to Dan. Now that's what I want. That's the first thing. Now here, we just still paint pictures now. Because now he's got 318 servants with him. Born in his house. So if they were born in his house, they got a mom and a father. And if they got a mother and father and they're born in his house, they're probably married, some of them, and got a kid. So it could be 2,000 people there in Abraham's camp. Say amen to that now. So we got to get a picture of here. Wait a minute, this thing is pretty big here. This man is getting blessed. So Abraham goes and whips him. Chapter 14, verse 17. He smites him. He slaughters him. Verse 16. And he brought back all the goods. He also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women also and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after the return of the slaughter of the Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is a king's dale or valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, get our word Jerusalem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. Now I'll read that again. Melchizedek, king, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest. So notice he was a king and, come on, a priest. Glory to God. All right now. So now, verse 19, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, Elohim, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him what? Tithes of all. So Abram gave tithes, meaning 10% of what he had gotten in the fight, called spoil. He took them back and gave them to the priest. This was before the law. So God had tithing before the law. In fact, if you go over to Genesis in chapter 4, you will see that Cain and Abel brought an offering. Well, who taught them that? They had to get it from their daddy. I'm saying tithing was in the garden. Folks, I'm telling you, if we could just see it, I mean, somebody had to teach them that. So now, as we go on through here, we're going to see how tithing, somebody said, well, I thought tithing was under the law. It is under the law. But watch this. God put it under the law so that they could get the benefits of it. But it was before the law, folks. Tithing is a law. It's a law of prosperity. It's a way for God to release supernatural power into his people's lives.
He said over in Malachi, he said you're a curse with a curse. Why? Because you have brought the tithes and offering. Well, what does he mean? He's talking to redeemed people. What do you mean a curse? Meaning that, hey, wait a minute, I made a way for you to get under an umbrella of protection, and it's called the tithe. But if you've refused to tithe, you're still out there where the curses are. Tithing is the covenant connector. Folks, it's a benefit to you. It's a way God releases the supernatural in your life. How many of y'all need a little super on your natural? All right. All right, let's keep going. You with me? Genesis chapter 24, please. Genesis chapter 24. Glory to God. Let me know when you get this. Amen. Yeah. All right, look what it says in verse 34. And he says, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master how much? Greatly. And he has become great. He has given him what? Flocks, keep going. Herds, keep going. Silver, yep, gold. Men servants, maid servants, camels, and asses. Now, convert that into today's environment, and you get transportation systems, you get banks, you get all of that, okay? So Abram was very, very wealthy man. Let's go all the way over to Genesis chapter 25. Look at verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had to who? To Isaac. All right? Notice what he's doing now. He's not only giving him to 2,000 people. He's not only giving the gold and silver and cattle, but he's also giving him the blessing. The blessing of Abraham. So he's passing the blessing on to Isaac. He's passing the blessing on to Isaac. That is the blessing that was on him. He's passing on to Isaac. Chapter 25, 26. Notice, the blessing's on him now. Isaac. Watch what happens to him. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, don't go to Egypt. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to read that out of the Living Bible translation. Listen to how it reads. Don't go to Egypt. Do as I say and stay in this land. And if you do, I'll be with you, and I'm going to bless you, and I'll give you all this land to you and to your descendants, just as I promised to Abraham, your father. Notice, he led him again to a land that was in severe shortage. He led him there on purpose. He said, don't leave this land now. Now, it's easy to go to Egypt, but don't go. Stay where I put you. Now, when that happens, look, hold your hand right there. Turn to Deuteronomy 28, please. Deuteronomy 28. Now, I wanted you to see this because our natural tendency is to avoid this. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and do what to you? Overtake you. Now notice what he said. If you hearken to God's commandments, and because we're not under the law, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments or the Pentateuch. He's talking about anything God tells you to do. It becomes his commandment to you. And get this, his commandments are not grievous. He's not going to tell you to run the 26.2-mile marathon in Chicago before you can get this. Or climb Mount Vesuvius. They're not grievous, folks. They're not hard. He just said, stay in this land. Now, come on back to Genesis chapter 26 again. Now, what happened to me? Here I was. I'm over there minding my own business, over there having services in the Sherut. He goes, brings me outdoors and says, see that mall over there? Buy it. I thought I was hearing things. I went back, and then the thing kept coming up. And then I looked at the mall, and the mall, it had been bought and sold twice, and each person was trying to revive it. And the thing was dead.
Now, he's leading me to something else that looks... Are you following what I'm saying? Pretty soon, I say, oh, okay. Now, I'm following him because the blessing is on me. And it's on you. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to. It's on every one of us. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs. You got that blessing on you right now. For what? For gold.
Amen.
For silver.
Amen.
For cattle.
Amen.
For property.
Amen.
For businesses. You got it on you right now. We got to stop loosing the wrong words because our words have been stout against us. They've been saying, well, can't nobody do nothing with that. They can't do nothing with that, but you can do something with it because God is with you. The anointing to get wealth is on you. That people gonna offer you, or God's gonna tell you to buy, that have gone down in the drink. They look like they're gone and shot. There's nothing to be done with. God said, buy that. And in 1 year's time, you're gonna turn $1 billion profit. Now see your mind right there.
Wait.
See, you don't see. Folks, I, on the last day of that month in that company, declared that morning that by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have so much business until I couldn't put it all on the books. Notice by 12 noon, my salesman start calling and calling and reporting, hey, look what, something just happened out here. So-and-so wants this. And so I said, bring it on in, bring it on in. In 1 day, I got more business than we could put on the books in 2 months. Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get past your unbelief. Hold your hand right there. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10, please, with your smart self. Romans chapter 10. Amen. I said amen. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm going to get my stuff. I'm going to pursue, overtake, come on, and recover all. Romans chapter 10. Let me know when you get there. Look what it says here in verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is what? Rich. Rich means that he is generous and bestows riches upon all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, come on, shall be saved. Look that word save up in the Greek. It means delivered, delivers from lack, delivers from debt, delivers from having just enough for you and us four and no more. Delivered, folks, delivered from sickness, delivered. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, but he qualifies it. Look at verse 14. Well, how can they call upon him? Come on. In whom they've not what? Believe. Keep going. And how shall they believe in him? Keep going. Whom they've not heard. Come on. And how shall they hear? Come on. Without Bill Winston. Glory to God. See, I'm your preacher. It's certain things that God has placed in my mouth that you can't get nowhere else. I mean, you can get it from another preacher, but God put you here. This is your assignment. I'm your preacher. I'm telling you, you're the seed of Abraham, and God's blessing is on you right now. Now, you can believe it or don't believe it. Fire, your wood is wet. You need some help. You need deliverance. And let me show you one more. Turn to Acts chapter 10, please. Acts chapter 10. Hey, I'm your man. I'm your man of God. Believe the prophets and you'll pray. this day shall the Lord's deliverance come into my life. Verse 34. Because some folks say, well, I can't get that. You know, I'm black. What that got to do with the blessing? Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God, come on, feel like I want a hoop now. God is no respecter of persons, but in that every nation that he feareth him and worketh what? He that feareth him and worketh righteousness is what? Accepted of him. Let me give you a translation of accepted of him. Has the same access to his blessings. Every nation, every Guatemala, every nation. Doesn't make any difference. Well, I'm from Africa. We don't have, I'm from Haiti. We don't have, oh! Wait a minute. Maybe you're there to manifest the blessing of Abraham. Because he's no respecter of persons. But to every nation, doesn't make any difference what nation you're from. You can manifest the blessing of Abraham. Folks, I came to this mall and looked like it was just nothing. But look at it now. And this is just the beginning. Now, come on back. That's one thing, and we're close. Look at Genesis chapter 28. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. You better stay with me. I'm telling you something, saying we're about to go somewhere. I said, we're about to go somewhere. Look at verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and did what to him? He blessed him and charged him and said to him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Then he skipped on down. Look at verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham. Lord have mercy. Look at them. All of them passing it right on. Passing it right on. See, Jacob stole it from Esau, see. But he passed it right on. Nobody stole it from you. Because if you in Christ, you've been blessed. But you got to receive it by faith. Last thing. Come on over here to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. And we'll have to pick up here next time. But I want to get into Joseph. Because Joseph was too much fish for his tank. You see, he had to be transported. You know, there's a fish. They tell me it's Japanese fish. And you know, you can take that fish and put him in a little fish bowl. And he'll grow about 3 inches. Do you realize you can take that same fish and put him in a large aquarium and he'll grow about a foot? Same fish. And do you know you can take that same fish, put him in a lake, and he'll grow over 3 feet? What kind of pole or fish pond or bowl or aquarium? What are you in? Come on now. Come on, because God might want to move you over to something a little bigger. Praise God. It's time to grow. Chapter 32 and verse 10. I am not worthy of the least, this is Jacob talking now, of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. For with my what? Staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I'm become two bands. And do you know, without you going into a translation, trying to figure out what that means, didn't mean much to you. This is what he said. Because, see, Esau was going to kill him because he had stole his birthright. So Jacob had to get out of town quick. Look how he left. I'll translate it for you. You ready? I left home with nothing but a walking stick. But now I have become two armies. Glory to God. I left home with $200. But now, look what the Lord has done. fishbowl. On, you God. Need a you need a sea. God's got some stuff in you that's so big, and you somehow been letting people hold you back, and baby and Ray Ray and been letting Pookie and them talk you out of your stuff. Get on down to where God's called you to go. I know it may look bad right now, but you start calling things that be not as though they were, and see the blessing of Abraham.